Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from the new movie, First We Take Brooklyn, my man Danny A. and Charlotte McKinney. How are you guys?
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you for taking the time. Now, Danny, we're friends and hang and everything, but I'm so used to calling you Danny A. Is that the professional name, or would you prefer Abigasler?
Well, that's why they call me Danny A. Because no one can. Well, everyone knows me by Danny because my last name is Abikazer.
And then I had Abikazer.
And I would meet people. Yeah, I would meet people like, hi, I'm Danny Abikazer. I'm like, Danny, who? What?
Yeah.
So I just cut it to Danny A. I remember I had a partner. He was like, oh, that's never going to catch. No one's ever going to call you Danny A. Everyone needs a last name. Well, it's Danny A. A lot of people know him by Danny
A.
The one and only.
Yeah, that's right. The one and only. Speaking of which, man, congratulations on the film. First, We Take Brooklyn. I saw it. Great flick. I thought you did a great job. And it's very impressive that you wrote, directed, and produced this film and starred in it. So tell me about it.
I co-wrote it, so I kind of gave the idea and worked with the writer and just some different characters. But
collaborative.
Yeah, I collaborated with him. Yeah, Giancarlo, great guy. He wrote the movie with me. The movie's about an Israeli guy who went to prison at age 17, and on a technicality, there was a law that passed that if anyone was sentenced to life as a minor, they reevaluated his case and figured it out and. He doesn't know about it, but 18 years later, he gets released. And his mom leaves him a note. She passed away, and she says, you have an uncle in New York, and maybe you should change it, way where you're living. Change your place, change your luck kind of thing.
Change the scenery,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, change the scenery. So he goes to Brooklyn to see his uncle and starts working with him, and, old ways go back, and he just can't help himself. And
One thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing led to another, and he just... gets in trouble.
So there's nothing autobiographical as far as someone you knew or based on everyone, but as a story that you can relate to because you happen to be from Israel and you lived in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've heard of, a bunch of stories, but nothing that's, actually accurate to this story. And I just, I just thought that this is going to make a great film if I say it right and I portray the characters right.
Right.
We decided to use a lot of Hebrew and subtitles. And I thought that would be really authentic.
Yes. A la Godfather 2.
A la Godfather 2. Or, all these great shows now.
Sure.
On Netflix.
Narcos.
Yeah. So, people are really getting used to it. And people were like, I don't know.
It gives it authenticity.
Yeah. So for me, because I was born in Israel, raised in Brooklyn, I found the character to be easy. But, portraying this guy was, a violent criminal was a little challenging. But, little method.
Yeah. Well, you're a nice guy. You get a little violent, get a little dirty in this. In Charlotte, your character in the film, tell us about it.
I play Julie, and I am a mobster's girlfriend. So it was super fun when Danny brought it up to me. I was like, this is I've always been looking for a role that has been like bad guy's girlfriend. And so it was kind of cool. And, we had so much fun, and it was really interesting to see Danny doing all of those things and all at once. And I really admired it, and it was so much fun to get to work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And him as a director, you would give him a good grade.
He may have a future in this kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll see.
Harvey Keitel's another one of the actors on this film too. What was he like to work with on set?
Oh my God, that was a dream come true. He's great. I was so excited to get him. It took me a year to convince him to do this. It was just magical. I actually don't have any scenes with him as an actor, so I just directed him. And how do you direct Harvey Keitel,
Yeah. Sit here, please.
Yeah, I was like, Mr. Keitel,
just do your thing.
So we're going to shoot.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Just tell me when to go. And I was like, okay, great. It was great. I mean, for me, it was like a dream come true. I couldn't believe it was happening. And after the day was over, I was just like, I just can't believe I just directed. This is my first movie. I never directed a movie before.
Yeah, it's sort of...
I produced, I acted.
Yeah, and it's sort of surreal because, we've talked about it before, but I think your actual story would make a great movie in and of itself. You were a successful nightlife businessman and decided, I'm going to get into acting. And it made a successful transition. Like, you don't hear that. That would be a good movie.
Yeah.
Right, Charlotte?
I think so.
Thank you. No, I mean, I've always wanted to. It's not like it just came out of nowhere. I've you know, as a kid, I went on auditions, did music videos, little plays here and there, but nothing serious. But I've always wanted to do it. So in my mind, it was just a matter of time. It was just, when is it going to happen? But everyone else was like, whoa. You know, I remember telling, you know, a friend of mine that I want to do this movie, Holy Rollers. And this is like, while I'm so deep in the whole club business, and next thing you know, I get into Sundance and I invite everyone. They're like, you really did it? You know, to them, it was just unbelievable. But, you know, there's 24 hours in the day and you only need to be in the club for 2.5 hours. So I had plenty of time.
There you go. You got the hustle on. And it must have been sort of a surreal when, because obviously you made a lot of friends, both big celebrity friends and of all walks of life, when they come and they come to one of your movies, like, whoa, I didn't know this side of you, right? What was their reaction?
In the beginning, they were like, okay. I mean, I've talked to them about it and like, you know, I really want to get into this. I think they thought it was just going to be like, oh, Danny really has an idea for a movie and he wants to do a movie. And Danny's the kind of guy.
Like a one-off.
Yeah. Like, you know, if he really wants to do something, he'll get a couple of friends together and he'll be able to do it. But Danny realized that I was really serious about, you know, moving on from clubs and really doing the whole, you know, movie thing. And I guess after 5 or 6 movies, they're like, all right, I guess you're an actor. You know what I mean? But still, awesome. What's going on tonight? I still get that no matter what happens.
Really? Yeah. Still, what's going on?
Yeah, you were great in that movie. Listen, what's up tonight?
That's so funny.
That never ends.
Well, that's kind of how we met, was being out. And
yeah, kind of.
So,
well, and then I came to her and I was like, look, I have this movie. This is a great role that I think you'd be great for. And I really would love for you to do it. And she was sweet. And she was like, send it to me. And she called me. She's like, I'll do it. That's, you know, great. My agent doesn't want me to do it, but I'll do it. And I was like, really? Okay, great. And I was all excited, you know, and it just, that's how a lot of the relationships really helped me with the movies and casting and
right.
being able to call sure. someone. I have to deal with like going through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just been helpful.
It's easier personal. Having that friendship as opposed to like going through an agent. I got to kind of just text Danny and be like, yeah, what's the real deal? Is it, you know, I'll come out there. Because I work in LA, so I traveled out.
Yeah, she had
you had to go
New
out
York.
To Brooklyn yeah. and do your thing.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, I remember, coincidentally, this time last year, we sat and talked, too, because you were in one of the most viral Super Bowl ads in recent memory.
Yes.
Of course, with the Carl's Jr. commercial. What do you remember about making that?
Well, it's so funny. I always think it's last year. Or it was just last year. I think it was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, because so much is out, right?
I think it was like 3 years. 3 years? 2 years, maybe? But, yeah, it feels so long ago, and that's right. kind of what kind of put me on the map a bit, and I'm just still so grateful from the opportunity, and you know, still love my Carl's family.
Yeah, awesome, yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to put you both on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers before we let you go, okay?
Okay.
Current song obsession.
Oh my God, I can't think. When people ask about songs, I can never say one. You go first.
Okay.
I have to think about it.
Young Jeezy and Cardi B. I love that song.
Okay, look
if
at
I hit it one time, I'm a pipe.
That's yeah, yeah. I like see, that's the club rat right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still a club rat.
I know. Go ahead.
I still don't know.
I
blanked out.
I don't know.
I listen to such weird stuff. I like really old stuff.
That's okay. There's no rules here.
But yeah. But I can't think of a song, but I think I'm just always looking for like older, cooler things.
Fair like enough. The Eagles.
I like the Eagles. I love the Eagles.
Tell me.
Last TV show you binge watched?
Black Mirror.
Okay. But you don't watch TV.
I well,
that's the weirdest thing about, I've been trying to convince you. How can you not watch TV in this day and age, because that's all the great storytelling right now,
yeah.
And especially stuff that we love in our genre. I'm mad at you.
I'm sorry.
You guys,
you don't do that.
When
Netflix.
When we fly to Israel,
we'll
you
watch.
Got it with the iPad.
Okay, I'll do the
stock
whole thing.
It up and watch. Right, I'm going to put I'll some shows it, on them.
What was the last thing you binge on?
I don't watch like the first 48 is like a.
I love that.
I love that kind
forensic
of stuff.
Files. Okay.
I just yeah. the thing is, you know, if,
women love that.
If you're in the club shit. Business and you want to make movies, you need. You know, to work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I sure. really don't want to get caught up in a show.
Fair point. Fair point. We got to tell Tootie that. Yeah. Nickname growing up.
Charney.
Charney?
Charney.
Oh, Charney.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mine is close. Shorty.
Shorty? Charney? Shorty and Charney.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, that's the boss. We had to share her because that was where
really?
The same era.
Yeah,
all
Alyssa
right,
Milano.
Of course. Last one. Time travel destination. If you can go back in any era for like a week.
The '70s.
I'm going to go back with you, though.
Right?
Just, really? Go to some of Danny's clubs back in the '70s.
Maybe I'm like... Boy. Well, I was born, but...
I don't know. Yeah, fun. Something like that.
Yeah,
70s,
right?
80s.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Danny, you?
I'm definitely going back to Jerusalem. I want to see this whole thing with Jesus.
Right?
Yeah. I want to be like, yo, Jesus, what's up? What's
yeah.
up? What's
I
going
see on?
On
us.
That week?
I mean, that week of what happened, I would really want to see it live.
Yeah.
Like just a week prior to the crucifixion.
I mean,
like,
I would
up.
Get every date on the planet. I'd be like, yo, listen, me and Jesus. Back in the day, you told me this and this and that.
Right.
That would really work, no?
Hey, we're going to
I got
this.
Photos, selfies hey, with Jesus.
We're going to get to see where he walked, right?
Yeah.
And the whole
thing. Oh, I'm
going
to take you.
You're supposed to take me.
De La Rosa, the street. I'm going to take you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going
to
go.
I'm looking forward
My friend
to that.
Is going to give us like a private tour thing of the whole thing. It's great.
So we're going to Israel. For those not familiar, it's
oh,
been
you
on
are.
My
You
I
really
am.
Are. It's, oh, how
I
awesome.
I really am. In
Both
March,
of you. Oh, how major. That's huge.
And he's supposed to, and he's dialed in over there. Right?
Yes, we are,
well,
I mean,
was born in Israel.
Obviously.
So I know a few friends here
look,
and there.
Look at the guy.
But I want to go see the stuff, like the, you know.
I got it all set up. No, right. He was saying that
That's
he
so
he's going, and I wanted to take an opportunity to go see my family, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try to go at the same time as you.
I'm fired
Everything
up.
Worked out with the movie coming out a little bit earlier, than, and then now we're
fun.
Going together.
I'm really excited.
I'm
about
so
that.
Jealous.
Yes.
I've been dying
the
to
Dead
get out
sea,
there.
I'm going to go to Jerusalem,
sea,
do the whole tunnel
dream.
Thing.
Yes.
The food.
Get all biblical.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hummus, my faves.
In the interim, guys, we want you to check out First We Take Brooklyn. Comes out this Friday. You can follow him on Instagram at DannyA27. Why the 27?
Yeah,
well, my birthday's May 27.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's also my lucky number on everything.
And at Charlotte McKinney.
I believe
Sharni?
So. Sharni.
Sharni. Shorty, thank you so much.
It's been a
pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.